Joining us now, we have from Kahlo Apparel, Amy Hirsch joining us. Amy, welcome into the golf shop.
Hi, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, so diving into the apparel industry in the golf world, you guys have a unique product. Kind of give everybody out there, our listeners, maybe like the 60-second commercial, if I can get it out, about your product, the Kahlo shirt.
Yeah, no problem. So it came out of necessity. My husband, Tom Hirsch, a couple years back, kept coming home from his golf game, you know, anywhere from 4 to 6 hours out in the sun with a sunburn on his neck. And he looked around, couldn't find a product that protected his neck and didn't look kind of strange. So we chopped up a couple shirts, kind of came up with the original design, went through several revisions. Now we're a couple years later. We launched the product, and it is... looks like a classic and stylish golf shirt, but we have a patent-pending collar design that goes up a little bit higher on the back of the neck and kind of wraps around so that your neck is protected so you don't get a sunburn. There's almost over 3.5 million cases of skin cancer diagnosed every year, and, you know, the risks for golfers are really high, so... out of necessity, we came up with this great product, and now you don't have to get a sunburn on the back of your neck.
Yeah, and we've all seen players put a towel on the back of their neck, or God forbid, turn their hat around backwards on the golf course, or you know, just slather themselves with sunscreen and try to make it work, or pop their collar.
Pop their collar like we did in the old days.
Yeah, like we did in the 80s. Yeah. And but then the front of it is hitting your neck and your jawline. If I can maybe help describe this to our listeners, I mean, imagine a golf shirt that looks very traditional from the front with the collar laying down, but then as it graduates back behind your neck and the back of your head, it sort of... I don't know what transitions into a panel that covers the, you know, almost all the way to the hairline. I guess would be the best way to describe it.
Yeah, it does pretty much go up to the hairline. Sunscreen's still important, so we actually partner with Skin Sunscreen, and all of our products are 50 plus fabric, so they're all moisture wicking, and they've got the 4-way stretch, and then they've got the Kahlo collar that goes up to the hairline and really protects. We have hats as well that are 50 UPF. Because we really want to take care of not just the neck, but, you know, the whole body, the person. It's about health and wellness.
All right, Amy, you have some different shirts, some different styles of shirts and different styles mm-hmm. of hats. Before you get into them, and as you explain them, I have to know, how did you name them? Because they're interesting.
Oh, well, when you're naming things, you kind of just throw it out there, you know? So we're just throwing names out there, and some of the names stuck, and we just said, you know, let's call it this, or let's call it that.
Yeah, I mean, the names are Berlin, Teddy, Chuck, Racer, mm-hmm. Bex, Ice Rays, Protective and Cooling Sleeves you have. There's a Tommy Fit. Who's Tommy? Who's Marcus? I mean, are these all your children?
No, we've only got one.
does your child
we've
have
got a big family. What?
Does he have a product named after him, I hope?
He does. His name is Beckham, and we've got the Bex.
The Bex. Very nice. Very
nice. It's the long sleeve one. So you have mm-hmm. An athletic fit that's Berlin. Maybe that's after Bernard Langer, the German, because, you know, he never gets old.
Sure, that works.
He works at core. I mean, that guy can do some deep knee bends.
And then we've got the Teddy Relaxed. We've got a Chuck Athletic. We've got a Racer Athletic. And then, obviously, the Bex long sleeve. You got some protective and cooling arm sleeves, the Tommy fitted hat, and the Marcus fitted striped hat. So, you know, what's your goal this year? I mean, when did you guys roll this product out? And what's your goal this year in terms of sales and kind of market share? And how do you go about getting market share? It seems like it's a very competitive industry.
It is competitive. So we officially launched in August 2016, so it's only been a couple months. We are growing fast, and we're growing into we've got the wholesale side where people can find us in retail shops, so more of a high-end golf shop. And then we've got some products available on our e-commerce at kahloapparel.com.
Well, and we love innovative new products. I mean, one of the reasons we have people like you guys on is because we get a little tired of the big box store products and things like that. And I always ask sort of the Shark Tank question. I mean, what's the end game for you guys with this? It's obviously you saw a need and you're trying to address it, but is the hope that you've come up with a technology that one of the big companies will then buy, or that you can go toe-to-toe with them, or maybe partner with another, you know, small to mid-sized company and take on the big guys? What's the end game for you guys in starting a business like this?
You know, it's going to evolve, and it's going to take a natural course. We obviously have a vision for it, but we don't want to rule anything out. We'd love to go toe-to-toe with some of the big guys, but we understand that we want to keep our product specialized, and quality is so important to us. So we're just growing at a rapid rate, but a rate that we can attain, and quality is the most important thing to us.
Again, we're talking with Amy Hurst of Kahlo Apparel, and you know, Mike and I were joking around before we had John that a company that begins with N is eliminating the collar. I mean, it's almost like they're saying, ah, the heck with it. We're just going with these tiny little collars or no collar whatsoever. What kind of testing did y'all do? I mean, were there various versions of this product? Did you test it out on the golf course? Did you have other people test it? I mean, what do you go through to come up with the final product? I mean, we got to see on the Golf Channel, we got to see Wilson go through the process of creating a new driver. What kind of process did you go through to create an innovative shirt collar?
Well, it started in our house, and we chopped up a couple shirts and actually attached two collars together. And then we ended up, we found a tailor maker, and we went through a couple revisions because, you know, it looked a little bit like an Elvis shirt at one point. So we were creative, but we didn't stop until we came up with something that was wearable, did the job, protected the skin, and looks really good. So we went through, it was multiple revisions, and pretty fun.
And new to the game, you have to be very prudent and very calculating, like about the color offerings. I mean, your color palette is very, very limited, and I imagine that's on purpose. When someone comes to you and says, "Well, I want chartreuse and ecru in my shirt," you have to say, "Well, no, that's not going to work because you're the only person in the world who would wear that." How did you sort of hone in on what colors were going to work best for you?
We've got a really, really talented, very small team, so we can all collaborate and we work together, and we've come up with we've got our talented team that comes up with some colors, and we kind of throw things around and we just decide on what we think is the best thing for the market and what people are looking for.
Yeah, and you don't really have the luxury of, you know, chasing a fad. I mean, because that would be crazy if you decided to go
out. No, we are the fad.
You're going to create the fad.
Right.
There we go.
Yeah, it's interesting how people get set in their ways, too, with colors. I mean, here's a perfect example. Have you ever seen Tiger Woods wear white pants other than at the Ryder Cup this past year? I don't think I've ever seen him wear white pants, but because it was part of the USA uniform, he was wearing white pants. You'll never see him wear white pants in a round of golf.
Yeah, I don't think unless you're a ship captain, you should wear white pants if you're a grown-up.
Or before Labor Day. Yeah,
I think that's thrown out the window now.
Come on now. I've got the rule of 32 on the white belt, too. If your waist is bigger or your age is higher, put the white belt away.
Oh, Mike hates my white pants and white belt all the time. He hates the way I wear it.
It's terrible. It just makes me want to eat ice cream.
Well, I mean, you know.
Nothing, it's a good statement, though.
Nothing stops him from eating ice cream.
Yeah, but
anyway.
What that statement is saying is the question.
Yeah, so, I mean, you have some blues and some grays and some blacks and, you know, very traditional colors. And at the same time, these shirts, like you said, they're very breathable. They're very moisture-wicking, so you don't have to worry about it being 100 degrees outside. These shirts are still very comfortable.
They are, and we've got a couple different fabric weights. So we've got something that's really light. It almost feels like you're not wearing anything. We've got a medium weight, and then we've got something that's a little heavier if you're looking, you know, colder temperatures, or you're just looking for a little more coverage.
And the arm sleeve. Go ahead.
Our light, really lightweight fabric is great for summer. It's actually recycled. It takes 15 water bottles per shirt.
What?
So 15 recycled water bottles go into making each shirt.
Wow.
We're saving the world. We're saving necks. This is incredible.
Yeah, we do what we can.
You know, I love a company that's trying to do some good as well as do, you know, as do well for themselves.
Yeah, we think about that in all aspects of our business, and we're actually partnering with some charities as well. So a part of our proceeds go to the Eisenhower Medical Center and the Shoopy Scramble, which is an annual golf tournament.
Nice.
So on top of that, Mike, not again, saving necks, saving the environment, and helping people out. I mean, what more could you ask for out of a company?
Well, I have a question I could ask.
Yeah.
Tell me about sleeve length and design. You've seen, you know, sleeve lengths have gone up and down like hemlines on skirts, and some people want them tight at the bottom with an elastic. Some people want them loose. How did you decide on how your sleeves would lay on down the arm?
I think that's personal preference and really our fit model.
Yeah.
The designer of the product, Tom Hurst. He likes to design stuff that he would like to wear.
Perfect. You know, I mean, so you've got the athletic fit, you've got the relaxed fit. So, you know, if you want to wear this medium, you go for more of the athletic fit. And if you want a little bit more room, like...
You go for the teddy, the teddy bear. Yeah. I know where that came from. You know, I started shopping in the Husky section when I was 9. So, yeah, I know where the name Teddy came from.
Well, Amy, man, we really appreciate you coming on. Good luck to you as you go through this endeavor, and remind everybody where they can get the shirts if they're interested.
Yeah, the best place to get them right now is colloapparel.com. Collo, C-O-L-L-O, APPARELL.com.
All right, well, we appreciate you hopping on with us, and good luck, and we'll catch up with you again when you guys hit the big time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Had a great time. Talk to you guys later.
Okay, thanks
a lot.
Thank
you.